And this is Retire Right. So glad to have you with us on the program today, Megan Mozak, alongside the founder and president of Retirement Solutions Group, Alan Becker. And Alan, we've been talking about it the whole show. We're so excited about our special guest. Marty Ruby is back, founder, CEO of Stonewood Financial. He's an actuary, a seasoned financial industry executive. Marty's got decades of experience developing, pricing, selling insurance products. But what he's here to tell us today is how to make our retirements more tax efficient. And there are ways to do this in a 21st century retirement. Marty, of course, is the author of a couple books out there that you want to know about. No Compromise Retirement Plan, his newest book, The New Rules of Retirement Savings. Alan, tell us more about Marty.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of our listeners may remember Marty came out and visited us last August, and we had an overwhelming response from our listeners and our clients, and we wanted to bring him back, and a lot of our client family that we were able to, I believe, move further along in their retirement goals wanted to share that experience with other of their friends as well. So we've got Marty come back for 3 dates. He's going to be here Tuesday, March 3rd at the Pearl Tavern in Lee Summit. And then also two different times at Tres Omare up in the Northland. So we're excited to have Marty. Those dates actually are Wednesday, March 4th for lunch and also dinner. But, you know, Marty is an actuary. And I'd like to start kind of there, because what is an actuary? I mean, there's a great kind of one-liner in the book that explains what an actuary is. So, Marty, if you would, tell our listeners a little bit about what an actuary can do for them.
Sure. First of all, Alan, thanks for having me back on your show, and I really look forward to being back in the Kansas City area. Well, they say an actuary is like a CPA without the personality, which I love that line because it kind of insults both professions pretty well. We're kind of the math geeks of the insurance industry. We're the ones that do the probability and statistical studies. We're the ones that set premium rates, design new products. But basically what we are charged in doing is measuring risk, identifying and measuring risk, and then figure out how to eliminate that risk. And for my literally now 48 years in the industry, I have focused my career on the retirement savings business, if you will. So for 48 years now, my focus has really been, I've been trained in actually looking at the different kind of risk that people take on when they're saving for retirement, and what can they do to either reduce or eliminate those risks.
You know, we have our roundtable retirement process, which is designed to help 5 core areas of retirement. One of those is taxes. So that fits right along with working with you and Stonewood. And in your book, I believe that was in the No Compromise Retirement Plan, you talk about the impact of taxes in retirement. And, you know, when people come see me, that is obviously one of their focuses, is how to pay as little taxes as the law demands. Taxes are forced extractions, not voluntary contributions. So tell us a little about how you feel that life insurance, because life insurance is very misunderstood, right? It's one of those vehicles you think, I've got plenty of money, why do I need life insurance? But we're using it more as an asset. So if you could expand a little bit on why somebody would want to consider life insurance later in life and how it could be
sure.
A tax benefit, please do.
Well, first, let's step back and understand that the big risk that virtually nobody takes into account today in retirement savings is tax risk. And what I'm going to talk about when I'm there in the Kansas City area in a few weeks is really how to measure that risk and ways to literally potentially save hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxes over your retirement lifetime if you do things the right way versus the wrong way. So taxes is this kind of unrecognized area of extreme risk that you have, all of us have in our retirement savings, and there's ways to deal with that. Now, one thing I talk about in my book, I'll be talking about when I make my appearance there, is the fact that people have kind of been told historically, well, you got to be in a 401k plan. You have to be in an IRA plan. These are tax-deferred plans. You pay your money in. You get a tax deduction. You don't save tax. You defer tax. You earn money while the money's in the fund. And then when it comes time to start spending that money, you pay tax on both what you put in and all the earnings. But as I point out in my book, there are other parts of the code besides the 400 section, which covers 401ks and IRAs. There's other parts of the code that let you save much more tax efficiently. And one of them, which is not as well known, but probably I call it a gift to the U.S. taxpayers, is Section 7702. And not to get ultra geeky about this, but 7702 covers life insurance. Now, when I say the words life insurance, I always tell people, don't start thinking about traditional life insurance, where you pay a premium and your kids get all the death benefit or your spouse. This is very different. The industry has developed something called Index Universal Life that is designed to accumulate cash tax-free that you can use during your retirement years. So unlike traditional life insurance, which you're all focused on death protection, this, the way we use it, and the way I show in my book and in my talks, the way we use it is to create a very tax-efficient flow of cash while you're retired. This is about benefits that you get while you're living, not this big lump sum that's paid when you die. Very different than what most people are used to when they say life insurance.
So a little outside the box. So two things. One I want to point out to our listeners is that the No Compromise Retirement Plan, your latest book that you're referencing, they will get a copy when they attend the event. So we will provide that for them. But I do want to go a little further. You said indexing, Index Universal Life. So what is indexing and what is the power of indexing?
Well, this is a kind of a phrase I invented, power of indexing. Indexing refers to how interest is credited to your policy under Index Universal Life. And remember, we're talking about a savings product here, not a huge death protection, but savings product. So it's important how your cash accumulates while you're still waiting to start taking that money from the policy in retirement years. So indexing refers to how interest is credited. It's fairly simple. In most products today, it's linked to the S&P 500, the kind of most well-known stock index there is. But unlike investing in stocks, this is very different. The way it works is under indexing, every year the S&P 500 goes up. In other words, the stock market goes up. You get all that gain up to a cap. Now, today that cap might be 10 to 12%. So if the market goes up 5%, you get 5% return. If the market goes up 15%, you might get like an 11% return. However, it's locked in. So the next year, if the market drops, you're guaranteed to do no worse than zero. You do not go down. It's what I call, Alan, a ratchet return. You can go up, stay level, you can't give it back. And when you look at over a long period of time, since you have no negative markets, no negative results in your Index Universal Life interest crediting, over time, it competes extremely well with basically the risky stock market. Now, just throw out one statistic for you. In the last 20 years, since 2000, we've had two bear markets and two bull markets. We're at an historic high today. People don't realize that today, the market over the last 20 years has only returned about 6.06% a year, including dividends. During that same period, the typical Index Universal Life policy was crediting about 6.29% a year. In other words, without taking any of the risk, because you had no negative years, Index Universal Life actually credited a higher rate than the overall market has done as measured by the S&P 500 index.
That's amazing. So what I'm hearing, and I've been using your tutelage and working with you for quite a while now, but the conceptually, you can get the returns of the market or participate in them, but you don't have the two steps backward and then have to regain those losses like you do on a traditional investment. So that can have a lot of power in retirement. And if you don't end up needing the money, it also has this death benefit that's going to be tax-free, which I think is a good segue into, you know, the new law change in December. We have the Secure Act, which now we no longer have the ability to stretch our IRAs past 10 years. Now with this tool that we're talking about, it then gives a more tax-efficient transfer of the assets as well.
Right. In fact, one thing we'll be talking about when I'm there is how tax inefficient it is to leave money through an IRA to either your spouse or your kids and grandkids. It's the most tax-inefficient way to transfer money. The most tax-efficient way is really through life insurance, because under the section that life insurance is taxed or not taxed, every dollar you take out of the policy, every dollar you leave as a death benefit is left tax-free. And let me tell you, Alan, I kind of make a little bit of joke about this in my talk, but for, I'd say, the vast majority of people that I've spoken to, and I've probably presented to well over 10,000 people in the last couple of years of doing these kind of talks, virtually everybody thinks taxes are going up in the future.
Oh, yeah.
So what I talk about is, if you're sitting on an IRA, you're sitting on this tax-deferred money, you're sitting on a ticking tax time bomb. And it's both for you and your heirs as well, whether it's your spouse or your kids. Somebody's got to pay tax from that IRA. So the question that you really ask people is it better to get that tax out of the way today that you already owe, or let it grow in the future and have even more tax? And the problem with the SECURE Act, there are a couple changes that I'll talk about when I'm there, but the problem is it kind of emphasizes that the longer money stays in a tax-deferred plan, the more tax you end up paying. And if you double down and taxes go up, you pay even more tax. So the SECURE Act simply, I think, raised awareness that taxes make a big difference in the kind of retirement savings you'll actually get to keep, and it's something you got to pay attention to.
Well, one thing we try and teach, obviously, is planning, right? That's what our roundtable retirement process is about. And we're not going to just arbitrarily have somebody come to to your talk and then come visit with us and just say, okay, this is how, we're going to put you in this program. We're going to look as a fiduciary approach, being that we do manage money and insurance products, and figure out how this fits in, because we know income is primary for most of our listeners. And this is a tool to help with the tax efficiency. So income is first, tax efficiency, always an overwhelming part of it. So if I was listening to our show today and wanted to come to your talk, how would I know if I'm a good candidate? Who is this right for?
I would say that anybody probably with at least $500,000 of retirement savings, like in an IRA or 401k, and you're kind of mid-50s and older, probably is what I'll be talking most to. I call it baby boomers with IRAs, is probably the kind of target market. However, you might learn something that you could pass on to your kids, because Megan mentioned my first book, The New Rules of Retirement Saving. That was written for younger savers who are still saving to avoid the problems and mistakes their parents, i.e. the baby boomers, have made already. So it's kind of a lot of different things in there, but really the target for my talk with the No Compromise Retirement Plan book will be, I just say, baby boomers with IRAs. It's probably the easiest way to explain it.
Yeah, so your first book is more geared towards myself, and I do use those strategies personally, where it's putting less into, say, a 401k up to the match, but not any further, and then using these new rules to create what I think we like to refer to as a Roth alternative, and have that grow. And in the little time we have left, do you want to expand on what a Roth alternative is?
Well, basically, you're now in the world of tax-free savings. The idea of tax-free savings, whether it's a Roth or indexed universal life, both are tax-free vehicles, and there's some pros and cons of each. But basically, it's getting your taxes out of the way on the front end when you make the contribution, and letting all that money grow tax-free. And in actuarial terms, you immunize yourself against future tax increases. To me, it's a far safer way to save when you get taxes out of the way early on at a known rate, rather than kind of rolling the dice and worry about what will taxes be when I start taking that money out.
Perfect. I want to thank you for taking the time out to, A, come to Kansas City on March 3rd and 4th, but also to spend a little bit of time on my show today and get our listeners as excited as I am about visiting with you. So look forward to seeing you at both the Pearl and Tres Del Mare, and we'll see you early March. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Retirement Solutions Group, and RSG Investments are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Retirement Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Retirement Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.